Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, why isn't this working?
In this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
Oh yeah, what's up everybody? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, therockjellyshow.com. So shout out to Chambers, love you, my sister. Shout out to Kenny Castor. Shout out to Anna, who may also be listening to the program. And thank the Lord for another week, right? Another week amongst the living. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, therockkellyshow.com. Oh, man, what is it with these commercials? We got so much to talk about. We got, you know, we talk about the NFL. You know, this isn't a sports show, but we'll talk about the NFL. We got to talk about these commercials. I mean, there's so much that we've got to talk about, so I'm going to get to it in a second. But first, shout out to LaQuisha Sibley, I should say. LaQuisha. Yeah, somebody really named their name is LaQuisha. Shout out to Kenny. Shout out to Jimmy Williams. Love you, my brother, from another mother. Shout out to LaQuisha Sibley from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who is the newest member of the R. Kelly Show Nation. And you, too, can join the R. Kelly Show Nation on Facebook. Stand up and let your voice be heard. Just go to the R. Kelly Show Facebook page, or you can put R. Kelly Show Nation in the search engine, and you'll find me. You'll find me in a whole bunch of places. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining me. Man, you know, what's with these commercials? What is it with these commercials? It's great to be back, everybody. Thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me and you and the rest of the world another week here. So we got lots to talk about, so let's get right into it. So let me start with this. Now, what's up with these commercials? You know, now you know Ron Kelly is not racist by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not, you know, I'm fine with everybody, right? Shout out to Al Elliott. Cam Elliott, check him out. Go to Al, sidebar, everybody. Go to Al Elliott's Facebook page, Cam Elliott, where you can find the newest gear, the newest wear. You know, I'm sure you'll find it interesting and exciting. I certainly do. So go to Al Elliott's Facebook page, and you can check out his gear, Cam Elliott. Okay, so what is it with these commercials? Now, you know, some people may have a problem with what I'm about to say. I really don't care. But, you know, what is it with these commercials now? You know, now there's a commercial. There's a subliminal message in some of these commercials, and I've spoke to you guys about this. Shout out to Michael Mazak. Love you, man, all the way up there in Massachusetts. I'm going to pop up there one day when I go to Boston and holler at you, my brother. We're going to get together. I haven't seen you in a long time. Hope everything is well. So what is it with these commercials? Now, there's a commercial. I think it's one of the medicine companies. But anyway, and I did make mention of this a couple times, but it just gets under my nails. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard when I think about this stuff where, you see, this little girl, and she's standing outside of school. Little black girl. She's obviously black. And she's standing outside of school. She has a worried look on her face. I suppose she's waiting for somebody to pick her up. And the camera pans over to the street. There's a white man standing there. And she, because what happens is the little girl is standing there. She's waiting for somebody to pick her up. She looks a little worried that she's not going to be picked up. And then she, a big bright grin breaks over her face. And the camera pans to the street by the car. It's going to pick up. And it's a white man. I mean, a very white man. And this is a very black girl. Now, you know, now I'm not, most of you know, most of you who listen to me, who've known me for years know that I'm not a racist. I'm not anti-white, anti-anything. Hey, do you. But these commercials increasingly are coming on more and more. Now, this is just one of many that I have seen. And increasingly, when the mother is black, the father, in these commercials, when the mother is black, the father is white, in most cases in these commercials. Now, the subliminal message here is that black women wind up with white men because black men are just not available either as a husband or a father, which we know is patently not true. So, and I don't know if any of you have noticed this, but I've been picking up on some of these commercials. There's a really cute commercial of a little girl who's mad because her father didn't show up at the soccer game that she was in. And she locked herself in the bathroom and the father's trying to get her out. And he's sitting down the hallway, a white man. And there's a little black girl, allegedly, who must be playing the daughter. And she's locked in the bathroom and she still has her soccer, her little soccer uniform on. And she's sitting there. And shout out to Tahit Walter. Shout out to you, my brother. Happy New Year to you, too. Happy New Year, Mike Mazak, as well, my good brother. So she's sitting in the bathroom, and she's mad at her father because he didn't show up at the soccer practice. It's a really, really cute commercial. So the father writes that it's a toilet tissue commercial, of course. So he writes on the toilet paper that he's sorry that he didn't make it, and he wrote so. I mean, probably through the whole roll of tissue, and he passed it on me. Really cute. Really cute commercial, very well done. But the father is white and the mother is black. And again, the subliminal message here, and you see this more and more. There's a young lady on a commercial for when the women sell their pocketbooks and stuff like that. And she says, "Oh, I just saved enough money for my wedding." And then she's walking down the street, all happy and happy. This white guy. And she's black, and there's one thing after another. Now, my problem isn't with interracial dating. I have no problem with interracial dating. But the problem is that the subliminal message is that black men are just not available for marriage or for parenting or anything like that, because the black women in these commercials, and there's a whole lot more of them. And you'll see them if you watch TV like I do. You'll see there's more and more commercials with black women being paired up with white men. And I think that the narrative here is that black men are not available. You know, the myth lives that we just can't handle our business, unavailable, absentee fathers, and we're the reason why the Crips and the Bloods, exploded, because most of those kids are ours, because we are out there doing whatever. And, so that's the subliminal message here. And I just get annoyed when I see these commercials on TV, because black men are available. We are available for marriage. We are available for parenthood, fatherhood. We're available for all that stuff. We just need the black women to soften up a little bit, because y'all is real, real hard. Shout out to Anthony Moriano. Poshmark, that's it. Shout out to Kenny Captain. Poshmark. Yeah, and the girl, I said, and she's with a white guy. Again, I don't have a problem with interracial dating, but these commercials, more and more, they show black women with white men. And there's a message there. I believe that there's a subliminal message there. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome on in. It's 14 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, heard here on blogtalkradio.com every Thursday, 7 p.m. Y'all know what time it is. Rain or shine, day or night, whatever, you know, whatever's going on, sick or well, whatever's going on, I do my best to get here and do my show, because I know that y'all love me, and I love my people, my listeners, too. Shout out to everybody who listens all across the United States of America to the Ron Kelly Show. And keep those emails coming in. It's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. That's the Ron Kelly Show, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. And shout out to Anna again, who said I sound like a college professor. Like, really? I don't know how to take that. But it was meant as compliments. So thank you, Anna, for listening, indulging me every Thursday or whenever you're available to check me out here on the Ron Kelly Show. Let me move on from that. Now, for the last 22 weeks or so, you know, we've all cheered on our NFL team, the Steelers, me, myself, the Cowboys, the New York Giants. There's a lot of deluded folks who like the Giants for some strange reason. Anyway, so we've been for the last 22 weeks, 24 weeks, including the preseason, we have cheered on our favorite football team. And many of us, without even realizing how racist the National Football League really is. Now, everybody take a deep breath. You know, now at the start of the 2019 NFL draft, which was the last draft in April, there was only one black general manager in the whole entire National Football League of 32 teams. So we have 32 teams and we have one black general manager in a league where 70% of the players are black. Now, most of you know those circus catches and the incredible and unbelievable athleticism would not be there if it were not for the black players who are gifted with the ability to play at the skill positions, you know, pass rushers, cornerbacks, safeties. All some of the fastest people on the team are the black players. Now, again, I'm not, you know, saying that I'm not a Panther. I'm not saying that the whole world is racist. No, I'm not saying that because a lot of y'all do. I see you on Facebook, and a lot of the things that y'all be saying is not true. But so this is what this is when we cheer on our teams. A lot of us, because we're so excited about the football and we love our football players and we love our teams, and we don't realize how racist the National Football League actually is. There was one general manager, front office person. Now, they let down players. The NFL wouldn't be what it is without the black players. Let's just put that out there. But when it comes to the front office, when it comes to who runs the teams, like general managers, presidents of football operations, et cetera, those people, there are no presidents of football operations for any National Football League team in America. None. And it's only one general manager, allegedly, one general manager in the entire NFL of 32 teams. Now, the Rooney Rule, you know, some of you know about this. The Rooney Rule is a National Football League policy that requires teams in the league to interview ethnic minority candidates for head coaching and senior football operations jobs. It's sometimes cited as an example of affirmative action, as there is no quota or preference given to minorities in the hiring of candidates. It was established in 2003, and variations of the rule are now in place in other industries. Now, the Rooney Rule is named after Dan Rooney, who was the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the chairman of the league's diversity committee. There was a diversity committee in the National Football League. Now, it was created as a reaction to the 2002 firings of head coach Tony Dungy and of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the time, and Dennis Green of the Minnesota Vikings. Now, with the time when Dungy was fired, he had a winning record, and Denny Green, who has passed on, he had his first losing season in 10 years. And some of you remember Lovie Smith, who was two coaches back, coach of the Chicago Bears, who had a 10-6 record and he was fired. And I mean, you know, come on, man. You would kill for a 10-6 record in the National Football League, as competitive as it is. Now, shortly after that, two civil rights attorneys, Johnny Cochran, peace be upon him, who was always passed away from brain cancer, they released a study showing that black head coaches, despite winning a high percentage of games, were less likely to be hired and more likely to be fired than white folks. So the Rooney Rule, and I believe that most of the teams are abiding by it. The Rooney Rule says that the NFL teams, when they have a coaching vacancy, are supposed to interview minority candidates. So, you know, what does that mean? It means that they'll just bring them in, like Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, great coach, who's somebody with great football acumen, who is capable of running a team, did not get an interview. I mean, I believe he did get an interview with the New York Giants. So, you know, the New York Giants have never had an African-American head coach ever in their history, but neither have the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, but in all fairness, neither has the Dallas Cowboys, you know. So, but the Giants never had a African-American starting quarterback. Now, the Cowboys have. They have one right now, actually. So, this is the situation. So, what happens is the teams, in order to abide by the Rooney Rule, they will bring a African-American candidate in, interview them, know that they're not going to hire them, and they bring them in knowing they're not going to hire this person just to satisfy the Rooney Rule that applies to all 32 teams in the National Football League. And, you know, the only name I heard was Eric Bieniemy as far as black coaches. I mean, I believe they did also somewhere interviewed Marvin Lewis. Marvin Lewis, who probably won't get the job. But you have other black assistant coaches or coordinators. Romeo Crennel is the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not a call. Leslie Frazier, the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. Phone not ringing. No. And this, you know, this has been a problem in the National Football League for a long time. But, you know, we love our football. We love our Super Bowl parties. Black folks, white folks, whoever. We love the National Football League. So we watch football because we love football. And none of us actually think about the African-Americans who are kept out of the front office of many of these teams, you know. On ESPN, Lewis, I can't think of his name, used to be mostly on Monday Night Football, front office insider, Lewis, can't think of his name, I know his name is Lewis, and on the sidelines. So we're watching these football teams, and I love the NFL, and I probably will keep watching it, you know. I'm keeping it real. I probably will keep watching the NFL because I really love watching football. But these are some of the things you have to remember, when we're watching these things, that there are, at least be cognizant of what's going on behind the scenes. Because every year there's a coaching carousel. We know about it. Black Monday, they call it, where coaches start dropping like flies, and it happened this year, and it happens every year. Now, right now, you have Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have the San Diego Chargers. Anthony Lynn is the head coach, and Brian Flores, I believe he's a minority, who's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And that's it. That's it. All the other head coaches are white. So, will that stop me watching football? No, it probably won't. But we have to be cognizant and aware of some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes with these football teams we love so much. Oh, I just ran over. It's a few minutes past the hour. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Take a little shortbread, glad you're not lost. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, glad you're not lost. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V, LLC.
No, they're not. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody in this song, I need some water here. I forgot to put my water on the table. Anyways, the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to everybody who listens, watches, peruses the Ron Kelly Show. You can check me out when I'm not on the air live, the Ron Kelly Show archives. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. That's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. You can email me, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. That's ronkellyshow@gmail.com. If you have a show suggestion, you want to holler at me, and people do very often. Some of the emails are nice, some are nasty, but I appreciate them all because there's no such thing as bad publicity in this business. Because if you love me or hate me, you've heard me, and that's the whole idea, that you hear me. Anyway, 34 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, everybody, and this is the Ron Kelly Show, heard here worldwide on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, and also now the Ron Kelly Show. Yes, I've been derelict, but this is the year of achievement. So this year, we're going to get the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel back up again. You know, we're gonna spread this thing out. So we will get, because I've been derelict. There's only a couple of shows on there, but starting next week, the Ron Kelly Show will be live on YouTube. As well. So, you know, we're gonna get this thing popping. We're going to have some new drops, new opener, new everything. Even though I like that opener with the You Can't Handle the Truth, I do like that because a lot of y'all can't handle the truth. But we're going to definitely do that. So look for more of what you've been listening for the last few years for us, Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. You know, there's so many myths in the black community. So many myths. And a little bit later on, I'm going to talk about black TV or television that's programmed toward black folk. Because I made a comment about the television show Power, the brother Omari Hardwick and company, the show Power that was produced by 50 Cent. Produced, he's an executive producer. I believe he's a creator, 50 Cent, of Power. Let me get to this right now. And there's so many shows that are on right now that are angled toward black folk. But, you know, in either the haves or the have-nots, you know, Power, the Oval, and many of these shows that are produced by the brother. I got a little brain fart right now. Tyler Perry. And there's a lot of shows that have produced black folks that, you know, there's so many of them that are produced, not necessarily by black people, but these are the shows that are produced to attract black folk, like Braxton Family Values, Basketball Wives, and Housewives of Atlanta and many of these shows that are shout out to Kenny Cash and see you tomorrow at the job. Colin Kaepernick, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Shout out to Conrad Martin, who's watching the program. So there's, and you know, I just especially want to talk to you, Conrad. So there's many folks who, there's many, you know, there's a lot of bad information in the black community. We'll get to that in just a second. I know I'm kind of switching gears here, but there's many of these programs that are slanted toward black folk. Now, I mentioned it. Am I mentioned on Facebook, got a lot of responses about Power. Am I the only black person who does not watch Power? Because I can't, you know, because we have Empire and a lot of these shows that show black folks at each other's throats, acting indignant and crazy and Negroidian. And these are the shows that black folks love. Black folks love these shows for the most part. You know, Growing Up Hip Hop and some of these other shows. While white folks watch Survivor, Big Brother, those are the shows that white folks like. You know, I think the Hispanics got their own shows out there where it's a lot of drama that's going on. The white folks' kind of drama is like voting somebody off the island. You know, that's what the Survivor and some of these other shows about. Naked and Afraid, you know, with two people get naked. I mean, completely naked with no clothes on or anything like that. And they have to trek from, in the worst part of the country, different countries, the bush country, the jungles and stuff like that, where there's snakes and all kinds of stuff around. And they have to get naked and walk maybe 20 miles, and it might take them 2 or 3 days. So they'll have no cover, no tent, no nothing. They have to build their some kind of shelter. They have to start a fire with wet matches, and not even with matches. They have to do it with. But anyway, that's their way of doing it. But our way of reality shows are Braxton Family Values. Some of these shows with, you know, and everybody gets excited when one person beats the other one up, you know. This is what black folks like. You know, this is what black folks like. You know, we like the drama. We like to see each other get cussed out by the other one. We wait for that stuff. Greenleaf and the haves and have-nots, the Oval, If Loving You Is Wrong, and all of these shows that are specifically geared toward black people, because white folks don't watch those shows. Not many of them, I would suspect, don't watch those shows. Shout out to Conrad Martin. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Shout out to the Conrad Martin who says those shows are empty calories, but who is making the profit? That's the fact. Colin Kaepernick is pointing out, and I'll get to Colin Kaepernick in the next segment. There's so much to talk about tonight, but let me see where I am. It's 28 minutes before the hour. I'll get to Colin Kaepernick because that's in my program notes where Colin Kaepernick, where I think Colin Kaepernick went wrong. Yeah, but many of these shows are geared toward black folks. See, this is what people think we want to hear. In the morning, the morning shows, radio, for example, you know, something I hope to be in at some point professionally. And, you know, you have Steve Harvey morning show, Tom Joyner. You have Rick Party and all of these folks, you know, who are on radio in the mornings. Tom Joyner just left, you know, so we still have Steve Harvey. We had Peace Be Upon Doug Banks, who I met in Miami at the Urban Radio Convention, who has passed on. Doug Banks, who I listen to a lot. Frankie Crocker and some of the other folks. But anyway, so this is what, and see, these shows, Steve Harvey show is not produced by black folks. No. No, it's not. ABC Radio Network runs Steve Harvey show. You know, the only person that ran their own show, I believe, was Tom Joyner, Reach Media. So this is what white folks think we want to listen to. Steve Harvey, Michael Baisden, who blew his own load a couple of years ago, is not on the air here anymore, who got beside himself. But anyway, these are the shows that they think that black folks want to hear. So in the morning, you hear people laughing. Ha ha ha, Steve Harvey preaching. Ricky Smiley, and thank you, Conrad Martin. Lamont Gates thinks Greenleaf is great. Highly reflective. You know why you think Greenleaf is great, Lamont Gates? Because it's behind the scenes, sewer slime about how churches are run, et cetera. So that's why you like it, Lamont Gates. So don't even try it. But so Lamont Gates, I know how you feel about organized religion. I know how you feel about it. I've known you for years, and I know what your position is on organized religion, Lamont Gates. So these are the shows that they think we want to watch. These is the radio, because white folks listen to, politics. They listen to Rush Limbaugh and this joker that comes on, Sean Hannity, and some of the other folks who Michael Savage, that's not his real name, because all of the big radio names are Republican or conservative. All the small radio names are liberal or Democrat. But anyway, this is Steve Harvey and some of these other shows. This is what they think we want to watch. There's very little information in Steve Harvey's show unless something happens and they talk about some great event that happened or some great disrespect that was perpetrated upon black folks. That's when you hear. But other than that, you don't really hear anything that you need to know on Steve Harvey's show. And I have a lot of respect for Steve Harvey. I would love to be where he is. Yes, I did, Lamont Gates. Yes, I did. So that's what we're talking about here. So these shows are geared toward black folk because people think we want to see drama. See, because where they get that from? They get that from seeing us in the news and seeing how we interact with each other on a regular basis, seeing these videos, World Star, blah, blah, blah. You see black folks at each other's throats, black folks who get excited when two of our own are trying to kill each other. So this is where black folk, this is where these people get this stuff. Shout out to Victor McLean, my church brother from Christ Church, Montclair, Rockaway, New Jersey. Get there, you're gonna have a great time, I guarantee you. So this is it. This is the way that people who produce these shows, they get their ideas from us because of the way we interact with each other. So this is where they get it. So these shows are not really in our best interest, and they're not educating us at all. They're just showing us at each other's throats. Cussing each other out, families breaking up, all kinds of, that's all you see on these shows. Now, as far as Power is concerned, I don't really watch Power because, when black folks, even we had The Wire, and people say I look like, what's his face? The people who like me will say I look like Idris Elba, but the people who don't like me say I won't say I look like Idris Elba. But anyway, so remember The Wire and some of these other shows. Now, I did watch The Wire now. I did watch The Wire, and some of these other shows that that are put out here, they're not in black folks' best interest, but I don't watch. It makes money, true. Love you, brother. Victor McLean, love you, my brother. Conrad Martin, Charlotte. Conrad Martin says, true, it makes money. Yeah, see, they make money, but the black folks are not getting educated from this. It just perpetrates, it just perpetuates the fraud that's being perpetrated upon us by some of these people. Because they think that our intelligence level is so limited that they look at us as someone with limited education, limited brain power, limited and everything. So they produce these shows and they put them, like BET, for example, is not owned by black folks anymore. Robert Johnson sold BET to Viacom. So now white folks run BET. So everything you see on BET is produced by white folks. Now, y'all know mostly white folks listen to this show. And I get a lot of emails from white folks thanking me for keeping it 100 and not pitting black folks against white folks. Because that's not what I do, But these shows are, these are the shows that are produced for us, these shows, Braxton Family Values, Housewives of Atlanta, Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop, Growing Up Hip Hop, all of these shows. These are the shows that are put out there because they know we're going to watch them. And we do Greenleaf, and which Lamont Gates likes because it kicks the back end of organized religion. That's why Lamont Gates likes it. But but I got a lot, but I'm encouraged because I got a lot of responses where folks said that they didn't listen to, they didn't watch, they've never watched Power. See, Comrade Martin, was it Comrade Martin? No, it wasn't Comrade, I'm not sure if it was Comrade Martin, but somebody came on and said that it was a small minority of folks who don't watch Power. And I want to thank everybody for their participation because, There was a litany of folks who came on the feed and said, no, they did not watch Power. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't watch Power. I'm not saying that at all. But there was a succession of folks who came on that feed and put, and said that they didn't watch Power. They don't watch Power. So, and I'm not saying you shouldn't watch Power. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is these shows are made because think about why you watch it. It doesn't educate you. It's entertainment. Okay, your entertainment is black folks killing each other, a father and son at each other's throats, women who are not keeping sisterhood going, women who are scratching each other's eyes out. I mean, that's what entertains you, really? So, hey, we all have our... whatever we want to watch on television. I tend to watch stuff that educates me, so when I go on the radio, I can educate other people, because the more in touch I am with current events in the news, because I research everything. You see, some of y'all just throw stuff on Facebook, woman castrates husband and eats the penis. people just throw anything on Facebook. Some of y'all, and I don't mean y'all, I'm not being specific people, but I'll get to your comment in a minute, Conrad Martin. But y'all put the most outrageous nonsense is put on Facebook by black folks. Like I said, woman, castrates husband and eats the penis, something just completely outrageous, and many of us just throw it on there because we're looking for attention, and that's why we do it. We're looking for attention. Shout out to Sharif Bug. Congratulations to your cousin, I believe. Sharif Bug, your cousin, your sister, I'm not sure which one, who just got the big chair. Congratulations to her and you. So these shows, these shows don't educate us. Greenleaf and the haves and the have-nots and Power and I'm not against these shows, but I'm encouraged that many folks after I posted it on Facebook, a lot of folks said that they do not watch Power and some of these other shows, which I was encouraged by because this stuff is what they give to black folks. They figure that's all we have the capacity to watch. We love to see each other get burned at the stake, so to speak. That's what we like. That's what we like. We like, black folks, we like the women to be scratching their eyes out, fighting. Well, white folks like to watch Survivor, where nobody fights. They just come together and then there's no scraps, there's no big ass kicking session. They do it, come together with the village council, whatever, the survivor council, and they vote the person out, and the person leaves. They don't fight. They don't argue. They don't cuss nobody out. They just leave. We got to have this, that, and the other. All right, it's about 17 minutes before the hour. I'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back and wrap this up because I really do want to smoke a cigar. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or RKLV LLC.
No, they are not. Welcome back, everybody. It's Ron Kelly Show. 15 minutes before the hour. 15 minutes before the hour. Thursday night. With Jones in Thursday night. There's no Thursday night football. There is no Thursday night football. I'll tell you what, Comrade Martin. 646-668-2838. I don't usually give the phone number out, but 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, my brother from another mother. Brother, you don't have brother. You are here. You are. Here, doesn't matter what time you click in, you here, my brother. You always are here. Appreciate you. Love you, man. Love you, my brother. Bunny McKnight, my brother from another mother. Okay, Comrade Martin, no, I'm not simplifying the issue. I'll get to it in a second. But, you know, before I went to break, I was talking about black television and what we like to watch. Greenleaf and Madea. So many other shows. Braxton Family Values. I love Toni Braxton, but I don't want to see her fighting. You know, thank you, brother. Bunny McKnight. The coolest name, right? Bunny McKnight. That is really cool. So here we go. So these shows, and Comrade, shout out to Comrade Bill Martin. Let me get to him in a minute because I'm running out of time, rapidly running out of time. Peace be upon. Don Imus, who I liked. I liked Don Imus. I know I didn't appreciate the nappy-headed hoes comment that he made years back, but I liked Don Imus, and I'm sorry he's dead. He was a pioneer in this business, and if I can get a third of his popularity, I'd be fine. Okay, so Comrade Martin says, and before I went to break, everybody who just joined me here on the Ron Kelly Show, I was talking about black television and how these shows who are not, mostly are not produced by black folks. These shows that are pointed toward us just to make money. And we watch, and we watch, and we watch. And they make money, and they make money, and they make money. And it doesn't trickle down to the black community. Now, I got so much to get to. I got to get to the myth about immigrants coming to America and getting money to start businesses. That's crazy. I don't know why y'all think like that. I'll get to that in the next couple minutes. Let me wrap this up. Comrade Martin says, I'm simplifying the issue. More whites watch us attack each other. The new Coon Project by racists to exploit us. Yeah, well, white folks do watch. But we watch too. Yeah, white folks who are antithetical toward black folks watch this stuff all the time. Look at them niggas. You know, look at them niggas. Look at them. Look at them, Sally. You know, they'll never be anything. Look at them. They're always at each other's throats. So white folks who are antithetical toward black folks will watch those TV shows. And they'll say, look at those monkeys. Look at those, you know, gorillas or whatever the case may be. So that's who watches it. That's who watches it. 646. No, brother, I want you to call in next week because I'm running out of time. But I'll tell you what, 646. 668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Now, don't call me and try to debate me, brother. 646-668-2838 is the phone number here for the Ron Kelly Show. So, yeah, so that's why they watch. Look at those. They watch and they laugh. The white folks, they have watch parties. They probably get together and have salad and, and sushi and you know, and then they probably sit there, look at those niggers. Look at those black hoes. You know, they ain't nothing. That's what happens. But we watch it with interest. Because we want to know when somebody was in an act of slapping somebody else last week and the camera stopped just before their hand got to the face, we'll be sitting in front of the TV the very next week waiting for that hand to come across and slap that person in the face. We want to see what they do. See, that's what I'm saying. Okay, got a couple things. Now, this idea that, see, this is one of the, now, let me move on from that. This is one of the, yeah, what's up, my brother? Hold on a second. This is one of the. I just wrapped up the television, black television segment. Now let me get to this. I got a very short time span here before I go off the air. Now, these. There are some things. There are some roadblocks, some red lines, some situations in the black community that are patrolled by white folk police. Misconduct is some. The criminal justice system isn't always fair to us. There's a lot of stuff that we can agree that actually happened. But when you talk about these myths, when you talk about these myths about, sorry about that, my brother, Conrad Martin, sorry about that, my brother. I was going to get to you. I'm sorry I took so long. So when we talk about these myths in the black community, apologize to Conrad Martin. I'm sorry I didn't get to you, brother. I apologize for that. If you call back, I promise I'll answer the phone. Now, what happens is I don't think I saw that on screen. Anyway, so what happens is that there's 9 minutes and 45 seconds left of the program, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, Block Talk Radio. .com. So these myths are things that hold us back, you know. And one of the myths is that immigrants get money to when they come here to start businesses. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. See, but these are the excuses. Oh, the white man's holding me down, so I'm not going to do anything. And I'm not saying all black folks do this. Some people persevere, like myself and like many others. You know, I'll be in your car one morning. You're going to hear me. You're going to say, that brother's. He staked his claim and he did his thing. But now, these are some of the old wives' tales that come up in the black community about white folks getting immigrants getting money to start businesses when they come to America. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Immigrants do not get money to come to. When they come to America, they do not get a stipend. Trump's kind of trying to keep them out. But immigrants do not get a stipend. Now, we talk about legal immigrants. They do not say, hey, here's $50,000 to start a business. No, it does not work that way. You see, what we have to understand is some of the legal aliens who go through the system the right way, some of those people have money where they come from, you know. Sometimes they have money and they have connections. And see, but the problem is that many ethnic groups will help each other where we don't. We don't. Oh, not my problem. Shout out to my niece, India Douglas. Love you, my sister. My niece. Love you, my niece. The Asians, for example. Now, you go to Chinese restaurant. I went to a Chinese restaurant the other night in Montclair. The food is real. I don't know how it is in your neighborhood, but in my neighborhood, the food is real. Anyway, not to kick anybody's back in. So when I went in there, the little kid was doing homework at the table while the family was behind the counter fixing food. You know. You see, these are the things that we rail against people. But we don't really understand where they come from or what they're doing. See, you know, and the businesses, if they do get money to start a business, where they start the business in the black community? Because white folks don't buy chicken like we do. You know, apologize, my brother. Apologize to you, Comrade Martin. If you call into the show anytime you have a gold membership card, anytime you call into the show, I will get to you. Bad management on my part, bad production on my part, where I didn't get out the phone number in the beginning of the program. But thank you, brother. Thank you. Continue to support the Ron Kelly Show. Here's the thing. Comrade. Oh, wow. Okay. All right, brother. Now you want to disrespect me. Okay. That's cool. That's cool, brother. But I appreciate you listening to the program. Right. Shout out to my niece, India Douglas, who says that, Unc, that's me, they take risks, and we can't be mad at people for taking the chance on their dream. And see, and here's the other thing, too. When they come in, a lot of times they help each other. They'll put each other up, you know. I mean, yeah, you have the trafficking and stuff like that. And sometimes there's slave trafficking. Sometimes they come here and they made to work in the Chinese restaurant for 12, 14 hours a day. Yeah, that kind of stuff happens. But for the most part, when they come here, some of their family members have already established themselves here without our money. But it's a constant. It's a constant. They come here, you know. Sometimes some of the people of the same ethnic group will put them up, you know, get them started. See, we don't do that. We don't do that. You see, the reason why these five or six Chinese restaurants, Asian restaurants, I should say, in a two-block radius, they're there because they're making money. No. They're there because they're making money. See, there's always one person who tries to disrespect me. Comrade Martin, I'm going to say what I want to say, and I don't give a damn what you think about what I say. You're more of a bot than I am, because at least I'm keeping it 100. I want our people to succeed. I don't want our people to fail. I want our people to succeed. You know, I can listen to another point of view, but don't disrespect me. I won't allow that on my radio show. I'll just block you out. But see, now what what happened? We're not just separate as a people. A lot of times we're separate as a family too. You know, there might be a family of four, five, six people, and nobody knows when the other person ate. There's one person to eat at KFC, one person to eat at Chinese restaurant, somebody who goes to the pizza shop. We don't eat together. You know, so these shows, these stores flourish because we go to these stores. That's why they flourish. It's just nonsense to think that I got about 3 minutes left. It's nonsense to think that white people get money when they come to America. It's nonsense. They help each other out. That's what happens. As far as regards to Colin Kaepernick in the last couple of minutes of this program, you know, sometimes every day we just go with the flow. Every day. Every day one of us goes with the flow. If you got a regular job and your boss says something to you that's kind of snarky, you're going to let it go. You're going to let it go and you're going to go with the flow. You know, all of us who have jobs, the boss is not always going to be nice. You know, now you're going to let them cuss you out, but they're going to say something snarky, something snippy, you know, and you're going to go with the flow because you need your job, because this person employs you. So you're going to go with the flow. Okay. Every day, one of us does it. We go with the flow. Come in, the boss, you say good morning to the boss, he doesn't respond. You know, are you going to blast off or are you going to go with the flow? Or if the boss comes out and says something snarky to you and it don't sound right, you going to blast off or you going to go with the flow? Most of us just go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? At the time, when there may be a time, or you use that as fuel to move you past having a job and maybe having your own business or going after your goals more. So you take that negative energy, you turn it to power to positive energy. But right then and there, you go with the flow. Sometimes you just got to roll with it. And Colin Kaepernick should have rolled with it. I mean, if he wants to be an NFL player, He should not. And now some of you might not like what I'm saying. Whatever. But he, if he wants to be a player in the NFL, sometime you got to roll with it. Get back in and then, you know, and then do what you have to do. You know, and then get back in and then do what you have to do. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more next week because I'm running out of time. There's about a minute and a half left to the program. It's about to tell me it's a minute and a half left to the program. See what I mean? I was right on time. So, yeah, so sometimes every day in America, some of us have to go with the flow. And Colin Kaepernick should have went with the flow. He shouldn't have changed things around. He shouldn't have moved it. I mean, yeah, we understand. We understand what he's trying to do. I understand. I applaud. I respect what he's trying to do. But every day in America, millions of us, at least once a day, hear something we don't like, but we go with the flow because we got to keep our job. All right. Shout out to everybody who listens. Sharon R. Chambers, Mike Mazak, Bunny McKnight. That's the coolest name, Bunny McKnight. Conrad Martin, even you, brother. You can call me in the radio show next week if you want to. We'll have a debate. We won't curse each other out. We won't disrespect each other, but we will have a civilized conversation about the about what I talked about. Thank God for allowing us all to make it to another week. See you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. And until then, everybody, remember that it's nice to be important, but it's much more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I am done.